This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And boy, we sure had a wonderful 4-hour ascension call today. So, boy, I don't know what to say, but it was just great. Anyway, I'm still kind of buzzing from the energies. So tonight, again, is Saturday. And it's Saturday night live on the Lightship. And the Lightship portion will not work on the archives because they have to connect with you online in the moment in order to do this. So we'll just start off the show here with doing some releases of entities. We do that on every show so that you can get more into your body with your spirit. And I'm sure that all of you who have listened in the past do feel better and maybe have a little higher conscience because of doing this here. So this is a very, very important thing to do daily. So, and if you tune into each one of the shows, I know we have a lot of people on the fast chat who are regulars. You probably definitely know that you are doing much better than you were before you tuned into this program. And that's only because, you know, the lights, beings are here to help you. And we're getting rid of entities. And this is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, to get rid of the mind control energies, entities, etc., out of people. So here we go. Going to start taking away entities from everybody. And we may run over a little bit on this show. We'll just see how it works out. We have permission from Don to do that, so we may just be on the Lightship a little bit longer, or maybe do some Q&A after coming back from the Lightship. We'll just see. So here we go, taking away entities from everybody, and working with the bottom of our feet, going up to the top of our head. And it will say we have another special event coming up on January 3rd. And this is another 4-hour special conference call. And we're going to bring in from the Lightship the 12 energies, one for each month of ascension. That's going to be coming to this planet. So it'll be the divine energies as a sample. And you're going to be able to put forth with your heart energy a manifestation. So just think of what you may want to manifest. Maybe write it down on a piece of paper. But you'll leave space in between each one because as you feel the energy, what you wrote down previous may not pertain to what you really want to have happen. So that happens sometimes to some people. And you can have a little sneak preview of what's going to be changing, how the energy is going to be working with you all through next year. So that's on January 3rd, and the cost is $20 a minimum donation. And just get on the website if you wish, Creation Life Shift Healings, and you can go there. You can click on it too from the site here on BBS Radio. Excuse me, it's creationlightship.com. Still a little buzzing from the show earlier today and the conference call. Here we go. We got the entities out now. We're going above the waist here. Okay. And going down our arms, down our fingers. Yeah, the amber blood was quite nice today. If you were on the call, you probably know what that is. If you weren't on the call, the Lightship puts golden blood into us. And boy, it just relaxes your body. They work with your bone marrow. They work with your physical organs. So it's quite nice. Plus, at the very end of the call, the last 1 hour, we do water charging. And this will be the same on the January 3rd call. And the time that it starts is 1 o'clock PST or 4 o'clock Eastern. And here we go, now working up to our neck and head area. There we go. Okay. We're going to do a chakra alignment now. Now we're going to bring in your spirit first. Here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And more of you is coming in now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to put some music on so you can just kind of tune in. Check out your spirit energy right now and just see how you feel. You should feel a little heavier typically as your spirit joins you. Now we'll do the chakra alignment, everybody. Here we go. Again, just sit back and relax. And if you want to feel your heart center, we're going to move it around so it's positioned properly in you. There we go. Go to your throat chakra. Great. And third eye. Good. Power chakra. And second chakra. And first chakra. And there we go. We'll do an opening for those who want them, your chakras to be open a little bit more than what they probably are now. And here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra below the heart. Spin, 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 open. And second chakra around your navel. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra base of your spine. Spin, 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 open. And now I'll do the mind to heart drop. So again, take note how you feel right now. You just had more of your spirit come to you. And you just had your chakras put back into alignment. These are your major chakras. So just do a body scan and kind of take a note of that. And now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So like in all the shows, it's the same process as you can do yourself. And just think of an elevator. The 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart center. This is where your spirit resides. This is what's known as being heart-centered. And here we go. We're going to drop you down like an elevator. And your spirit's helping to do this also. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Connect with your spirit now. Just stay in your heart. And you know that you're there because the thoughts that you're having will come out of your chest cavity. And it's very easy to do. Just stay in there and just listen. felt very good. I feel very relaxed. And we have Marianne again tonight as a sponsor. She loved it.
Hi, Ron.
Do it the second night. So, Marianne, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I feel very relaxed for today after 4 hours.
Me too. The conference call was absolutely wonderful. Very relaxed, very, feel very good. I'm sure everyone else does also who was on the call. It was amazing.
So, Marianne, do you have any questions for tonight?
Well, I'm looking at the fast chat to start with, and somebody wanted to know if you could do a sample of a twin flame betrayal healing. If you can give us that kind of a...
Yeah, that one I could not do. That one, nope, I can't.
Okay. I have a few others I was kind of curious about, because we just did the mind-to-heart drop. I noticed you had a clearing on the website about opening mind-to-heart channels, and I hadn't seen that previously. And I was wondering if you could explain the difference there and between opening mind-to-heart channels and what we just did.
Okay. Well,
in the mind-to-heart drop.
Yeah, the difference is that that would be a whole life clearing, so it would be for your whole lifetime to be integrated with that, as opposed to just, maybe 2 or 3 minutes of the process. Remember, what you're living is the past, and so everything in your past needs to be, in a sense, healed, recreated, so that you're able to hold the energy of those frequencies. So, what we did now was wonderful, but just think how you would be if your past history in this lifetime was always being heart-centered. This is why we do the whole life clearing, because it takes you out of that process. Most people don't realize, but on the Lightship Healings, you could take a photograph of yourself, an old one, and just watch it change. The photograph will actually change as you have your healings done. You could have a photograph 10 years ago, and as you have a healing, you're going to see the energy of that photograph change, because it's bringing forth the current energy in the now.
I'm going to have to get a photograph of myself, and as we do clearings, I'm going to have to watch it. This is fascinating. I would really like to do that.
Yes, and so who we all are is our past. Remember, we're recycling the past energies, and they're typically of traumas. This is what we basically live with here and deal with, is emotional traumas. And almost all my clearings, I'd say probably 99% of them, unfortunately, I deal with stuff. And the stuff is your baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing on the 4-in-1 clearing, once you have a few of the clearings to be able to hold your twin flame energy, at that point, it's a wonderful clearing. It's one of the more positive ones that I actually do, because you have your twin flame connection, and you have your home base connection. Otherwise, you don't have that, and you're always searching outside of yourself for things to satisfy you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of the twin flame one.
Yes, that's a beautiful clearing. Okay, I have a few other questions. Tell everybody a little bit more, if you can, about the matrix disconnection of the dark side mind codes. Because I think that's one thing I've seen requested on a fast chat before.
Okay. Just to kind of step it up here, we're all, what you may realize, mind controlled.
Yes.
And unfortunately, we don't know where it comes from. We may know, some of us may know, but basically, we'll just say that somewhere out there, there's somebody transmitting energies to us, making us behave a certain way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A certain way is according to somebody else's free will, and their free will then is being, pressed upon us, so we don't have any free will.
Right.
But basically, on this clearing, the body has been given special codes, which are transmitted and it's like having an antenna to a certain frequency. So all of your bodies have these codes put in them, and this Lightship healing actually takes away those codes, so they can't transmit to you any longer. And so your spirit, when it first incarnated here, also has barcodes put on it. This is what I use the term as far as codes on it, and that code is so you can't leave here. Much like, you know, the Germans did in the concentration camps to the Jews.
Yes.
They stamped them, their bodies, with a tattoo, we'll say, of special numbers, we'll say, and from there they know who they are, because they can keep track of them. Well, this happens to your spirit,
mm-hmm.
and it also happens with your body. Everyone on this planet has been abducted.
Yes.
Body has codes into it, either through genetics or from being abducted,
mm-hmm.
probably both of these, we'll say,
mm-hmm.
and the light shift can alleviate these from you. I don't like to get too much into the ET stuff, because it gets to be very negative very, very quickly. But
yes.
For information, this is what's there, okay?
Okay.
And so these free you up from that, and all of a sudden you get a higher consciousness, because you're able to connect more with your spirit. And I'm sure that they have transmitted to you a way to prevent you from not going inside of your heart center.
Mm-hmm,
they're actually blocking that from you, because once you're connected in the moment, then and hooked up to your spirit, then it's very hard for them to control you.
Mm-hmm.
But they use mind control. You don't never hear them talk about spirit control or heart control. It's always mind control. This is because we deal with the mind here. So this is what they're doing. They're controlling the mind of people through special codes. And I won't get much past that, but the light shift can heal, I should just say, actually take these away from you. And this is why they are working at this time on the God plane energy. So if you're brand new to the program, you go, what is the God plane energy? Well, this is the extraterrestrial energy. Remember, they gave us the religions here, and all churches pray to some type of God. Not
uh-huh.
the same God, even though it might sound the same to you, but each church is connected to some type of extraterrestrial life form, because there's so many churches and so many ETs out there who want to get the energy of the congregation. So the whole congregation now is attached to one life form that we can't physically see, and they're taking the energy just like it's a big hypodermic needle. Second
uh-huh.
option life force. So, like I always say, when you pray, P-R-A-Y, then you pray, P-R-E-Y, to what you're praying to. And people don't understand that, typically, because they haven't been told that. But
and it's hard also, I think, because for a whole lifetime they've been taught, just like I was taught, that praying is the thing to do, that's how you connect with the divine.
Yep, and the
that's,
more you pray, the
that's
more
how
you
they were taught. And so I'm glad that you and the light ship are here to tell people the truth and the way things really are.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the very sad thing. But once you get empowered and you start understanding some of these truths, and even if you think this sounds kind of crazy to you, you have to go to your spirit to find out your exact truth. And this is why I have people drop down into their heart.
Mm-hmm.
You get into your heart, then you're heart-centered, and then you can get your own wisdom and truth. But basically, this is what's happening to you. Your mind will always tell you yes or no. It depends what entities are running your life, what the mind programs in you have, and also what's being transmitted at that particular moment as you're dealing with energy. So you can never rely upon your mind. Your mind is very curious. It's known to look and want to get more things.
Uh-huh.
Remember your self-fulfilling prophecy. And I'm sure a lot of you out there have been searching for a long time for spirituality. So you probably have a tremendous metaphysical library, maybe a whole room devoted to a bunch of teachings. And all you need to see is one book with one page, and that's to go within. Maybe got an email from one person a while back, and they said, man, I got this whole room full of all these books. And what they said is that, you know, they don't even want to give them away. They just want to throw them in the garbage because, you know, why should they give it to somebody else to have them suffer? So they finally got it. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So back to you, Marianne.
Okay. Not trying to get more negative, but try to steer it a little bit towards, is there anything we can do on the program to help right now to help people with some of these dark side energies and the mind control and the abduction codes and things that have been put into us? Is there anything that we can do that's doable in the amount of time that we have?
Yeah, abduction codes, no, that takes a good hour to do, maybe longer.
Okay, and the same thing with like the matrix disconnection?
Yeah, all those take time. It's not a simple flick of the fingers to do that. I can do a process where we're taking out of mind control right now.
That would be nice, I think.
This will last for the show itself. So here we go.
Thank you.
So I'm going to count to 10, and the light ship's going to have each and every one of you just get disconnected from this energy. So here we go.
Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you look, you should feel that you're kind of like in a bubble. This also takes away the EMF radiations around you. This is everything that kind of bothers your body. Remember, we tend to think that our mind is between, you know, our ears, and your whole body is actually a mind. And so they can connect to you anywhere and set up the implants, give you pain in your body, do any type of thing, because your whole body has a memory system in it. So your whole body is like a big brain. And when you get disconnected from this, all of a sudden you may find aches and pains leaving you, and you go, gee, why did I have a pain in my right shoulder? That's not inside of my head where the mind is, hypothetically.
Mm-hmm.
Or why do I feel better, you know, my backache went away? Well, that's because you were being transmitted with energies that resonated with that, and that was controlling you. And the biggest healing that I love doing for people is a planetary clearing. And
yeah.
That gets off about 2,000 of these energies from the planets. So we'll just say 2,000 planet energies, and each one can transmit more than one of those to you. So it's a tremendous healing.
Mm.
And the light shift is coming more and more each day here to do their ascension process. And that cannot be stopped. And so each time they come, they do more and more, and then I get more healings. And they're also doing their own work, too. And eventually, maybe we might find peace on this planet before ascension time. It would be nice.
That would be wonderful. That would be very nice. It certainly would. A question on the planetary clearing. Does it take, like, more than one? Because 2,000 planets, that's a lot of planets.
Yes, that can be done within an hour to hour and a half.
Can.
And I have many teams on the light ship working with me to do this process. So when I first started doing it, it took hours. And now I've managed to get more teams up working to clear you out within that time frame. And they may even find more than that. I don't even go into how many there are. I don't even ask because they clear them until they stop.
Okay.
So whatever they found and they got rid of. Some people say, well, do I have more of these? Well, it's possible you might be connected somehow to some maybe afterwards. But typically, that's why I have the additional clearing on the website for this, so you can go in and clear yourself.
Oh, that's good. Yes, I've signed up for several of those, and I highly recommend them. They are wonderful. I go in every day because I've had my emotional clearing and mental clearing and some others, and I go back in almost every day. I try to go in every day and just update for the day, and it feels really good.
Yep, they put you right back into the moment, just like you had a clearing, you know, a second before you got on there. Yeah.
And I'm seeing something on the fast chat about, people are talking about parallel lives. Is there any kind of clearing we can do for some of the parallel lives, or is that a little too involved to do?
Yeah, we could do a sample of that. So we'll do the I'll first do the planets here.
All right, thank you.
So I'll take away 10 of your planets, which isn't too much, but 10's better than none.
Yes, it is.
Here we go. Just I want you all to feel the energy. If you don't feel, just check your body out. Look for maybe you might have a sore throat. You know, we're being transmitted now with mind control. Typically, I don't watch TV that often, but I remember in previous years, this is a time for the flu season, okay? So they always bring that out. So I just wonder if the ETs are transmitting, along with what you watch in the TV, frequencies to give you the flu. You know, I don't know. But,
probably.
I won't go into that. That, you know, let somebody else talk about that stuff. There's plenty of people who get involved with what's going on here on the planet. My role here is to help people heal so you can take your body with you for ascension. That's all that I'm concerned with here.
And we are so grateful that you are doing that, you and the light ship.
Yep. So
we're glad you're here, Ron.
Yep. So the first planet cleared, second cleared, third cleared, fourth cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared, seventh cleared, eighth cleared, ninth cleared, and tenth cleared. So, again, take a little check of your body. Do a body scan. You know, you might want to get up and stretch. Maybe walk 10 feet or so and just kind of see how your body's feeling. You know, this should have helped you some way. How? I don't know. How much? I don't know, I mean. You know, it could be a really deep healing inside of you. You may say, I didn't feel anything. Well, maybe you know, who can feel their internal organs? You know, this is where these planets attack you, to you, to take away your life force. So, but if you do feel something, you know that this is valid and that it's working. I'm going to do now a parallel life clearing. Remember, we can be in, you know, again, thousands of parallel lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do two of these. The first one is Earth-cloned planets. Okay, and the second one is planets that we don't know about. Now, these are both planets that are all fabrications from the dark side. So we're actually going into dark side universes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so the first one is planets that look like the Earth here. And you have a body like yourself on it, wearing the same clothes. Remember, they can materialize you instantly. Just like taking a scanner, you know, like you have in your house, probably with your computer. They can scan you, they materialize you, and there you are. Okay, so here we go. 10 parallel lives. Here we go. 1 released, 2 released, 3 released, 4 released, 5 released, 6 released, 7 released, 8 released, 9 released, and 10 released. And again, just see how you're feeling. And, you've got released from the Earth clone planets. Now we're going to do the planets from the dark side. Remember, the Earth ones look like the ones that we have here. You know, that the planet Earth is very familiar to us, but the other ones we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be where maybe you get your awful nightmares and stuff of being chased with, you know, strange things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. These are the off-planet, we'll call, cloned planets from the dark side, and they could have to be, you know, physical planets that typically are not cloned, but they could be cloned also. So I want to just mention that. They could be true dark side planets that the dark side is living on, and you may see these horrible monsters there.
Mm.
If you watch the movie The Mist, that may be one of the monsters that are there and that you're dealing with daily. So here we go. First planet released from, but you have your physical body like your own. Second and third and fourth, and fifth, and sixth, and seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth. You want me to do 10 more for you?
Oh, please.
I'm prompted to do here. This is the Lightship Show. So here we go. Another one. 1, released. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm yawning. Oh, man. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and again, I'd like all of you to walk around, see how you feel. I'll just put some music on just shortly here so you can hear the music as you walk. And do take note of what you're going through, how this is helping you. Do some twists, stretches. Remember, it's up to you to do the sampling of these healings. These are all sample healings.
Well, I know for myself I'm a bit of a feeler in that regard. I can feel things very easily. And each time after you finish even one of these sample clearings, it's just like a very gentle wave that goes over me, and I feel better. It usually, for me, it goes kind of like from head to feet, and it's just like a very gentle wind or very gentle type of water flowing over me is almost what it feels like, and
that's
it always feels better.
So if you're yawning, anybody, that's perfectly normal, too. So just experience how you're feeling. Check your body out. We'll be going to the Lightship here in about 5 minutes.
Wonderful.
So, let's see here. Let's do another clearing here. A lot of people like to have their emotions clear, so we'll do an emotional clearing.
Right.
So we'll go back 5 days. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a feeling body, which is another body in itself. Remember, these bodies get overloaded. They're invisible, and they absorb all the negativity, which basically is mind control, psychic attack energy. When they get overloaded,
mm-hmm.
they kind of spill out, leak onto us, and then our physical body suffers. And eventually it kills it. So here we go. Feeling body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And I think we had a request for a mental clearing. Five days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a clearing for trauma. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, so let's go to the light ship, everybody, and then we'll have some questions that Mary Ann can probably bring up after we come back here. That way, if you're back east and you want to go to the light ship, you want to stay up till after 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
Here we go, and I know what that's like, being back there. That's why I changed the show on Friday night. So here we go, having two shows, being up that late is a little rough. But anyway, here we go.
Oh, but it's worth it. We love it.
Yeah, so here we go. So this will work live right now for everybody who's listening. If you're on the archives listening, then you will actually feel the energy, but you will not be on the light ship. So everybody listening right now will go. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring with, just think of them now in your consciousness. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 slowly. And you can actually feel your body energy change as the light ship connects with you and brings you back and forth continuously, very, very quickly back into your body. So you're actually, wrong words, you're actually leaving here when you're not here and coming back down to the earth. So you're being back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Remember, you're a vibration, you're being turned off and on continuously. When you're not here, you're there. So here we go. Going up to the light ship, so I'll count to 10. You can actually feel the energy in the white light tunnel. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so for the new people, you're still in your chair. You're still here. You know, you can look around and see things, but you're on the light ship. So if you're able to sense the energy, you might actually see some light beams. And if you want to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, just click on Creation Light Ship Healing and scroll down a little ways beneath the blinking flower and bring up the little light beam that's there. We're going to energize her right now, and she'll be energized throughout this program. And this will work on the archive with the light beam being charged up. So we're charging her right now, and this will take about a half a minute. And you're going to watch your eyes change a little bit here. They'll become a little brighter. You're going to see her face kind of float on the monitor screen. The colors will change. And she will look more three-dimensional as she puts her spirit energy into this picture. Feels good to me. So we're going into the first room. This is where animals and pets leave us. And they go off for their own special healing. The light beings use mental telepathy to communicate, so it's very simple, very easy. And you can also, for yourself, just request a healing inside of your head. For the short healing here process, just request one thing. Okay, now we're going into the room. This is what we call the orientation room. This is where you may see, like dolphins and whales, you may see light beings there, different type of life forms that are physical like us, and many that are not like us. Remember, this is a universe of light, so everything that's created in the light is there. And they're going to work with us this evening. So you're a free choice. You're selecting your doctor teams, and all the healings are between you and these light being doctors. So here we go. I'm seeing right off the bat somebody needs to have something with their feet. I don't know what they have, but I'm seeing energies go into feet. So we're in a room where they're working with their feet right now. Could be anything. So here we go. We're in this room. We're also going into a room for hot tubs. We'll have our own particular rooms. Energies never mix. So even though we're up there together, we're having the same procedures being done to us. and we're in a room now also where they're working with their spine. So if you have any back problems, possibly, maybe a sore back, could be worse than that, just request healing. They can do amazing things to us here. Remember, it's all with your free will. So you have to request on the light ship your healing, which is probably what you're doing now. So if you do go into a room, and I mentioned like a special room for like working on your back, you can just request a back situation. You may have something else wrong with you, but when we go into other rooms, you just request healing. We're going into a room where they work with many, many things. So again, request healing right now for what you want to have work done to you. And they're showing me the oxygen room. So we're in special oxygen chambers right now. And they're going to bring down to us number 12. So I want everybody to kind of inhale and exhale a few times here. And you're going to notice that the air that you're breathing will be different here probably within about 15, 20 seconds. So I'll put some music on so you can experience your breathing here. And just see how it feels. Might even taste different. We're also in a room now with the dolphins. So you can put your hand in front of you, maybe about 10 inches, a foot away, and you can actually feel a presence, and you can actually feel the skin of the dolphins. I'll see you back probably in about a minute or so here. Just enjoy these healings. To another room, and there's many rooms on the light ship, and all these rooms have healing, the ones that we go into anyway. This is the healing portion of the light ship. There's also rooms where they store blueprints, we'll say, spiritual blueprints. There's rooms that they have for manifestation and creation. So we're mainly in the rooms that have the abilities to have healing. So here we go. We're going into a special room, and it's showing me the silver waterfall. So we're going to have this waterfall caress us now with this beautiful water energy. It's like little silver raindrops coming around us. And so if you start feeling your energy changing, if you feel a little calmer, a little more peaceful, it's because they're helping to purify you. We're also in the room where they have the hot tubs. And again, we have our own hot tub. We can change the temperature in our body a little bit. So if you happen to be cold, since we're in the winter season now, you can request to have your body temperature warmed up slightly here. And the hot tubs, like I said, are used to detoxify our body, so you can do that. And we're going to bring in another oxygen. We'll bring in number 54. So here it comes. And again, request your healing. I'll put some more music on, so you can actually have some time to yourself, do some contemplation. And here comes number 54 oxygen. the room. This is a room where they have a lot of green light shining upon you, going through you, connecting to everything in your body, so you may feel a green energy. Here we go. Another location, and this is where the birds are. There's many birds that do healing. Remember, these are the first incarnations of all these particular beings. That's why they're called light beings. So we're going to go into what I call the birding room. You may feel the air moving around you as they're flapping their wings and chirping, singing their songs. So again, request your healing. To a room where they have beautiful flowers, and there's bumblebees in there and other type of flying light beings. So if you wish, there's butterflies. You can merge with their consciousness and look out of their eyes. Just ask them and you can go there and see what they're actually seeing. So here we go. We're in this room here, and again, request healing. Here comes Ashin number 63. Take a deep breath, exhale a few times. Number 63 is coming. Another room where they have the golden waterfall. Thank you. extra room where they can work with cancer. So again, we're in this room right now. Like I said, all the healings are between you and the light beings. So request your healing if you have any concerns. Have some honey from the flower room right now. It's on our hands and our fingers. It's going to go into our mouth right now. So if you find your saliva changing, then you're having some of the honey. Looks like some of you have already went over there and already had your fill. So anyway, you can have more if you like. You just can't put it in your pocket to take it back. Would be nice though. Shift is here, like I may have said before, for the ascension process for the Earth Spirit. And along with that process, you're also invited to go to where it's going to for its next incarnation. And it already has a new planet, which will be an 8D reality. So it's going to invite you, if you're able to heal your body enough to get rid of these densities of darkness out of it from the mind of judgment, so you can move on. And who knows, like in the song of Van Halen, the very last words to that is something like paraphrasing, when silence speaks as loud as war and earth returns the way it was before, love comes walking in. So this is what the light ship is here to do, and hopefully it'll happen in our time before the ascension, so we can actually see the earth planet here the way it was intended to be. But if not, then that's why the Earth Spirit is going to be leaving, and this is why we have the ascension time happening, to get rid of the darkness out of the creation of light. So we're going to start to come back now from the light ship. So we're going into the orientation room where the doctors are talking with us. Remember, all the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And we're going now into the transporter room, and this is the special room where our animals and pets now join us. And we're going to come back through the white light tunnel from the light ship. We'll be disconnected. And I'll count from 10 down to 1 slowly, so you can actually feel the white light tunnel again. And as it leaves you. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So we're here now. So we'll just continue on with the show for a little bit longer. Maybe we'll go another 15 minutes or so, and we can answer some questions, and we'll put Marianne back on. So, Marianne, are you there?
Yes, Ron. Questions, let's see. Well, we've had people on the fast chat talking about the bees and liking the flower room a lot, and people have also been talking about they really liked clearing the energy of the money. And some people talked about, well, if they want some money, what they would do with it. Could we do the same thing and clear the energy so that the quarters or whatever we usually put in, I don't go to casinos much, but I guess usually we put quarters into slot machines. Can we clear the energy of the quarter and make it feel good to us?
Boy. Yeah, we could attempt that.
I don't know if anyone's interested in that, but
yeah,
some people were talking about winning money, and it occurred to me that at a casino, usually quarters are what they put into the slot machines.
Well, yeah, we can try that. The thing is that these clearings need to be done on a much broader basis, and the main thing is to have abundance brought into your life. You need to eliminate out of yourself.
Yes.
Preventing that from happening. Remember, you're programmed. and you have to release these programs.
Mm-hmm.
So our ancestors have done that a lot. But everybody, if you have a quarter, just get it out, and I want you to feel the energy on your quarter. I can't say this is going to last for a long time, but you can at least feel the mind control that the ETs are putting on your quarter. So I'm trying to find one in my pocket here. And it's coming. I'm sure I got a quarter. There we go. Okay, I got a quarter.
All right, I got one too.
Got a new quarter. I like the old ones, but maybe they're more authentic. But anyway, here's the new quarter that I have here. So I'd like everybody just to kind of feel their money, feel the quarters. Maybe put in the palm of your hand and just kind of get a sense of how it's feeling. Now, the last show, or maybe the show before that, what we did is we cleared a dollar bill. And it had some symbols on it on the back side. It looked like some kind of alien being with a tail. If you look at the number ones on the back side, go straight down, and you can see this, like, looks like maybe like some type of animal there with a couple of eyes, possibly. It goes into some kind of design, but there's like a little tail sticking out. I just don't know where that tail came from, but maybe the artist had a really great time drawing it on there. aside from that, what happens is, you know, it doesn't matter what's on the coin, okay, or the dollar bill, but the dark side does not want us to have money. And so we have implants on us, in us, and also energy directed to all of our coins that prevent us from having abundance, okay? So what I'm saying is that I'm not saying the government is doing this. I am saying that the extraterrestrials are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to have something to exchange, and so the extraterrestrials are putting in negative energy into our money. So naturally your body may not want to carry it or have it. So right away you're repelling yourself away from the money. So here we go. Everybody should have dealt their quarter, and we're going to have a light ship neutralize it for you so that it's just a piece of metal as opposed to having all this gunk on it. So I'm going to count to 10. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So pick your quarter up now and just see if it feels any difference. Okay, mine actually, to me, feels heavier. I don't know why, but it just feels heavier to me. But everybody may have their own experience. How does yours feel, Marianne?
Mine, for some reason, is feeling about the same. I'm getting kind of a neutral on that.
Okay.
I don't know how anybody else is doing.
Can you watch
anyone them? Else out here who's working with a quarter?
Yeah, so we'll just see what other people can feel here. But this is just one way that we're being mind-controlled.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I'm just doing that clearing, just to show you. So
yeah. The
dark side that's here that maybe has lots of money, they may have the attunement in their mind-controlling program that makes them attract the money. Mm-hmm. Or maybe the other people have it to give it away or lose it. Okay, so that's kind of food for thought for you.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. But I'm realizing that if I'm understanding you correctly, what we really need to do is go into our heart center, because our abundance is going to be there. Everything we need is already there in our hearts.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, I think I've got it.
Okay, what else, Marianne?
All right, well, there were some people in the fast chat talking about the bees and how much they enjoyed the bees in the flower room. And are there any seers out there? Or, Ron, could you describe the bees a little more for us? I'd be curious. I saw someone in the fast chat said that they were striped and pillowy looking and kind of fluffy. And I thought I saw them a little bit, and I saw large yellow and black stripes, but I don't know if that's accurate. I'm just learning to see a little bit. I do more feel things than see things.
Yes, there's actually 8 different types.
8 different types.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do for everybody who's listening here, we're going over time, which we're allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just let you sample the bee energy.
Oh, please.
Okay, and so here we go. This will be kind of special for everyone. So I'm going to bring in bee number one, okay? So here comes
bee number one.
Oh, they're very happy. They'll come in through your light beam.
I'm feeling happy already.
Yeah, they're
I feel.
Boy, they're... Okay, here's number one. And we'll just let it come in here. I'll just put the music on slow here, low volume, I mean, and we'll just sample number one for maybe about a half a minute here. And it's feeling good to me.
It is.
Yeah, very, very
delightful.
Loving energy, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to stay a little bit longer here. It's been about a half a minute, so we'll let it stay a little bit longer.
Oh, please.
Okay. Remember, these are all heart-connected energies. So if you're using your mind to find it, you're on the wrong show, because you never find it with your mind here. This show is all about heart-based energy. Okay, now we're going to ask for bee number two to come in. And number one is flying off, and here is number two. One feels more of a male energy to me. Now, a little sterner, a little more serious, I could probably say, I guess.
And I'm getting a little bit inquisitive too, or a little wiser, maybe something like that. Yeah, definitely more serious.
Okay. Let's bring in bee number three. And there's more than eight bees, but this is what was in the room today as we went up on the light ship here. So here's number three coming in. Oh, this is a big bee. Wow. Much larger than the other one. To be or not to be, that's good. Thank you,
Kyle. I'm getting pleasant energy, very, very pleasant from this bee.
Okay, let's...
Some of them with asks have on a thing, to be or not to be, a number two and then the letter B. Is it to be or not to be?
Yeah. Now we're 4B.
4B, thank you.
Comment on the fact that the money does feel heavier, the quarters.
Mm-hmm.
We have weighed about twice as much.
Sorry, everybody. It was just a thought.
So we're on 4B right now. I feel a lot of energy around my heart center right now with 4B. Okay, let's have number five come now. Remember, you can all run out and tell your neighbors what you experienced tonight. You can watch their implants go off and their eyes get glossed over.
I'll never forget when I was in Hawaii, a girlfriend and I were walking down the street, and even she noticed. She said, what? She was looking at just people passing by, and she said, what's wrong with their eyes? Several of them. People just walking down the street.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I suggested, let's send them love and blessings. Wished we could have told them about you.
Number five has a very just loving nature to it. It's kind of like relaxing the body a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's bring in number six here. Here's bee number six. number six is full of honey. He wants to give us some honey, so we got a gift here. So like you ought to kind of put your maybe right hand out, palm up, and it's going to put a little bit of honey on the palm of your hand. And we're going to take our left index finger and kind of rub our palm of our hand, and we can just put that into our mouth right now, and you should be able to taste the honey. Okay, let's get bee number seven. And here it comes. Like it's singing us like a little lullaby tune or something. Mm-hmm. Very, very gentle, very peaceful, very relaxing. Okay, thank you, bee number seven. And let's bring in the last bee, number eight. And here it comes. Marion, we can go on for maybe 10 more minutes if you like.
All right, let's see. Well, everybody, one person is talking about how good the honey tasted from the one bee that gave us the honey sample.
That's very nice.
And another person a little further down has said that their quarter felt lighter.
Oh, okay, good.
And so I wanted to tell that person, go for it. Go to the casino, go for it. Their quarter's lighter.
Yeah. Okay, so let's, any sample healings that people like to experience out there?
I'm looking to see, everybody's just had so much fun with the bees, I'm not seeing any more healings around here. One person did talk about enjoying the deer room quite a bit, or earlier on.
Yeah, the deer room is very, very nice.
It is.
Yeah, I'll just bring in four of the deers here.
Yes, please.
Okay, so we'll just continue on here. So here we go. Here comes deer number one. And I guess I'll put the music on again here. So here comes deer number one. let's bring in deer number two here. This one feels like a large male with large antlers.
Mm-hmm.
So here he is, number two deer.
I love the deer energy. You can definitely tell that it's different from the energy of the bees that came in before.
Yep, you sure can.
Both good. Both good, just, you know, in different ways. And deer number one, I noticed it seemed like a lot of light from the light being on deer number one.
Mm-hmm.
And deer number two, a little more serious, almost like bee number one to bee number two.
Deer number three. And all of these will actually do healings with us too, so you want to request your healings here. Had something about a skin healing that I saw there. So let's just do a real quick one here for everybody. So we have the females come. Remember, we do these special sessions for people too. They're about an hour in length. So if you're interested, you want to contact me to have the light beings work with you, because you cannot go to the light ship on your own to have this energy come to you. So here we go. We're going to have the light beings come to kind of work on our face for about 2 minutes here. And just sit back and relax, and we'll see what they can do to help you out. So maybe you just watch your monitor screen here. And the light beams are coming in right now. They'll also work with your hands. You may find that your hands are a little bit softer. So here they come. little longer with the skin here. With the light shift, we do facials for people, and I do two one-hour sessions. They're normally a few days apart or so, and that's a very nice thing to have done if you're interested in having some light put back into your skin and have some wonderful results with people.
That sounds lovely to me.
Worked with one gentleman who had an acne problem. I think it was in Germany, if I'm not mistaken. He said about two-thirds of his acne went away. I got an email maybe a week after the session. So he was very excited.
That's great.
The healings, you know, it's hard to say what they can do for you. You can go from... you always do feel better, so it's wonderful to see results from people. Normally when I do one in person, the face actually just like glows with white light. It's just incredible to see the presence of the white light coming off of the face.
It sounds beautiful. I'm ready to have one. Oh, Ron, this is clever. Someone on the fast chat used the honey on their skin.
Oh, nice.
Good idea. And I wasn't too sure from the fast chat whether this person wanted skin on the face cleared or skin on the whole body cleared.
It's a request, so they'll do what they do.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we could probably do one more healing here. We're getting a little over time, but Don said it's okay, and I can see some names that are from New York, so they must be very dedicated. I want to say hi to, I think Siva was on, and Mila, and Max, and Pauline. So I know that they're back in New York. So, okay, let's do a sample clearing. I like to do one of the magnetic body clearings. This one is very, very important to do. We have the energetic bodies inside of us, I'll use that term, and they get turned by the dark side. And the way they come into us is through what I call the sludge body. And there's seven sludge bodies now. I only have one clearing on the website, but there are seven now. Because we found other ways that they're coming in, and anyway, it gets pretty intense. But once they come inside of you, then they turn these energetic bodies of yours around, and just don't function properly. And this is part of their mind control scheme. So when I do the clearings, I find out how far in degrees your body is turned. So you can kind of think of like a little combination lock or something, you know, with 360 degrees on it. Some people have been out twice that. But just kind of picture that, and they just kind of turn all these knobs here, and your body gets turned, and all of a sudden you just feel different. You don't feel right. And naturally, you only know how you feel because you feel the way you do right now. Then once you get these bodies corrected, you feel wonderful. So here we go. I'm going to do a sample here. I'm going to do three bodies, and I'm going to turn them 20 degrees for you back to the way they're supposed to be. Now, if you're at say, 200 degrees on each body, we're going to turn it back to 180 degrees. So you're only getting a 20-degree change, but it will affect you. So sit back, relax. Your spirit's going to help do this. Here we go. So body number one, so 20, doing back, and we're actually going from left to right. As you look down upon yourself, if you're like on the ceiling looking at you, we're going counterclockwise. So 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, and 15. You might want to take a deep breath. You may feel the inside of you actually move. 14, 13, 12, 11, and 10. I'm yawning to release the energy. The 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, and now 4, 3, 2, and 1. So that's body number 1. You might want to shake your body a little bit, see how it's feeling. And body number 2. starting up at 20 degrees. Going to move it so it's more correct here for you. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, and 15. And 14, 13, 12, 11, and 10. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Now we're going to do body number 3. And here we go. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10. And 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So you can just see, kind of see how you're feeling. And I'm kind of being prompted, feeling the energies around here and some of the dark side energies that's on this planet would like to go to the light. So I did this on a show about a month ago or so, I think. So what we're going to do now is have all these energies that are from the darkness. Remember, this is we're getting closer to ascension time. A lot of these beings that are from the darkness are kind of curious about the ascension, and they also want to come into the light. If they don't come into the light, they'll be terminated, no longer in existence anywhere. So a lot of these do want to come through. So we're going to ask them to not go through anybody listening, but they're all going to come through the light ship now as they're hearing my voice here. And the light beings that are on your monitor screen are coming now to take them away from you. They could be around you because they're listening to your monitor, your speakers, and or they could just be feeling the vibration from the light ship. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. I'm going to release these dark side beings that are going to now come into the light. And they'll keep their same body, but they'll have a spirit, a soul put into them. And then they will be able to enjoy the benefits of being in the light versus being in their own mind control of the darkness. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm yawning, so there's quite a few leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Might even feel it in your room, possibly, as they go through your monitor screen, so to speak. The light beams are there to take them away.
Mm-hmm, I can feel them.
Yep, and there's a lot of them. Remember, these could even reside inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody listening here, unknowing to you. And if they're just around, hanging out, they're leaving. This is their chance to come into the light. It's a gift that the light ship does every 2,000 years. And they take away the darkness energy so they can come into the light. And this is just a wonderful gift. Okay, I'll do this again. They need some more energy to work on. So here we go. I'm going to command them to leave now. 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And some of these could have been in people listening. I do entity releases, but they will not leave because they're a different life form. They're not an emotional body. So we'll release one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. So I'll do one more clearing. I'll do a sample of the emotional clearing and feeling body at the very end of the show here. So this way you can be very peaceful. And then we'll bring in some peace energy from the light beam. So here's emotional release of trauma. For the last 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we may have stirred up some stuff in you a little bit here. So we're going to just do this over again. And again, we're going to do the feeling body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And trauma body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a pain body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, so this will end our show here. There'll be some nice peace energy coming in through your monitor screen. Some beautiful loving energies from the light beams. and it'll be on for the next half an hour. So just kind of look at your clock. If you want to leave your monitor turned on, you're going to feel this peace and love energy coming to you and stay in your heart center. I just want to thank Mary Ann for doing her second sponsorship show here.
Thank you, Ron, for allowing me to do it.
So you're very welcome. So, and I'll just say blessings to all of you as we sign off here. And thank you, Don, for allowing us to go an extra half an hour early. So blessings to all. Our next show is going to be on this coming Monday at 4 o'clock PST, which is 7 o'clock Eastern. So blessings, and see you all later. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Okay, bye.